Civic Media brings you MHSAA High School Basketball on WMBL Radio. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Game of the week here on WMBO. We're in Hancock, and it is Houghton and Hancock in boys basketball this time. A week ago, we had Houghton and Hancock in girls basketball, and the Gremlins came away with a narrow victory in that one. And tonight, we've got Houghton and Hancock, and maybe not scheduled to be quite as close of a game. The Gremlins, at least on paper, the Gremlins come in at 9-2 overall. Their only losses of the year have come to Dollar Bay. So they've only lost to one team, even though they have those two losses. Nine other wins, though, and they're coming off of a win against West Iron County a week ago, 88-58, the final score in that one. On the Bulldog side, they come in with a record of 1-9, and their lone win coming against Chassel, the second or third game of the season. They most recently matched up with Calumet a week ago and lost that one 52-31. And unfortunately for the Bulldogs, a lot of their woes have to do with just lack of numbers. They only dress six players right now. They started the season dressing seven players, but one of their starting guards, Crew Casario, broke his ankle in the third game of the year. And that, unfortunately, put an end to his freshman season. And so not only did the Bulldogs just not have the numbers, only one bench player, but they lost one of their ball handlers as well, and consequently they have struggled a little bit on the season, even though by all accounts the Bulldogs, they have continued to play hard and do a lot of good things out there. They just don't seem to quite have the horsepower to match up with a lot of teams, especially in the Westpac Conference. The Gremlins, on the other hand, have really reloaded after a very senior-heavy team a year ago. They've been able to come on and do a lot of winning, and a lot of that, by all accounts, has to do with their sophomore, Terry Nolan. And he is their leading scorer, can score it from the outside, and has been able to get to the rim as well this year, and just a dynamic player there. And they've got 13 guys in uniform as well, and a lot of depth as well that will help them out. So that is the matchup we have for you tonight on our game of the week, Houghton and Hancock. I always say you could throw the records out, though, and these two teams will be playing for a lot of pride as they match up. They'll play again later on in the year during the wingding festivities that happen in the wintertime between these two schools. This is the other matchup. And it was a flex game. The teams were scheduled, not scheduled to necessarily play tonight, but they did not match up in that holiday tournament, much like the girls did. It was originally supposed to be Hancock at Jeffers tonight, but because Hancock and Jeffers already played in that holiday tournament, and these two teams didn't, they made that switch. So the Bulldogs and the Gremlins doing battle from Hancock Gymnasium tonight. We'll come back with more of our pregame show after this. You're listening to our High School Game of the Week on WMPO.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh Caracara Navel Oranges, 3-pound bag, $2.99 with 10 points. Fresh Blackberries, $1.99 with 10 points. Our Family Frozen Veggies, 10 to 12 ounce, just 88 cents with 10 points. Fresh Gold Potatoes, 3-pound bag, 99 cents with 10 points. And Our Family Roasted Peanuts, 16-ounce jar, $1.99 with 10 points.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
Why shop at Turkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Turkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Turkish has it. Turkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Turkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order. On the web at pasty.com.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
It's our game of the week. Houghton at Hancock tonight for high school basketball on the boys' side. And we talked about the records. Let's see how these teams got here. For the Bulldogs, they're 1-9. They opened the year against Ishpeming Westwood, who is the current number one team in the UP right now. They lost that one 63-20 in the opener. They played Dollar Bay pretty tough. They lost 41-26 in their second game. Their third game, they got beat by Berriga 47-26. They did pick up a win against Chassel 37-20 before the holiday break. They went into the holiday tournament. They lost to Calumet 41-25 and then falling to Jeffers 59-29. And then they've lost to Ishpeming, Launce. Looks like Launce back-to-back games. And Calumet as well last Monday before their game here tonight. On the flip side, the Houghton Gremlins, 10-2, they opened their season with a loss, though, as they played Dollar Bay on their home floor. 74-70 was the final score there. Dollar Bay getting the win, but then they answered back with wins against Launce, Lake Linden, West Iron County, Ironwood, Ontonagon, Jeffers, Calumet, Wynn, before losing to Dollar Bay on the 9th of January. And then they followed that up with a win against West Iron County, 88-58, last Monday. So that's kind of where we stand. Let's step aside. We've got the head coaches from both these teams. We'll start with the coach of the Gremlins. That's Jared Lawson. We'll be back after this one-minute break here on WMPL.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
High school basketball here on WMPL. Here with Coach of the Gremlins, Jared Lawson. And Coach, it's been a good year for you. Only lost to one team. They got you twice, yes. Dollar Bay. They have a really good team too. But talk about where your team is right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of the guys. We had to replace five starters last year, and for our guys to bounce back and each guy kind of be able to find his unique place on the team is pretty good. And the nice thing is we've got a great offensive firepower weapon in Terry Nolan. He's done a great job for us as a sophomore, and that really helps alleviate some things on the offensive end.
Style-wise, you guys sticking with what you do, or are you doing some new things this year?
We do some new things. We're trying to still figure out. Dollar Bay taught us some lessons, and so we're thinking, well, hey, we go against teams that have basketball skilled players like that. Maybe we got to do a little different thing. So we're back at the drawing board, so to speak, but I think each game presents its own unique situations, and as a coach and as players, you got to adapt to that.
Still got a few seniors on the team. Talk about your leadership and where that's coming from.
Yeah, the seniors have been amazing. Mason Nail, our big in the middle, played a lot of minutes last year for us. He's done a great job. And Jack Cook and Henry Ludabas, the other two starters as seniors. These guys didn't see hardly any minutes last year. And these guys have done a wonderful job on both defense and offense. But their leadership is the biggest thing. That makes everything a lot easier for you as a coach.
You got a Hancock team tonight as your rival, but obviously they're depleted, obviously, yeah, in terms of players. What do you know about the Bulldogs?
Well, I know they got new coaching with Jake Castario, and I've heard nothing but good things about him. And I think having a coach like that who's got accountability, who's going to demand the best from you, it's only a matter of time before he can get his numbers and his players up. And from the games I've watched, boy, those guys play hard for him. It's unbelievable. And I think the only thing that's really restraining him right now is a numbers game. Yeah. And I don't anticipate that being an issue for Jay as long as he keeps doing what he's doing here.
We've got kind of a snowy night, probably not a huge crowd tonight. How do you bring the energy against this team?
That's the big thing. We've always, you know, one of our rules is, you know, there's non-negotiables. One of them is the bench has got to be in the game at all times, no matter who it is. And I really need my bench to be there no matter what, whoever it is, bring the energy all night.
That's Jared Lawson, the coach of the Gremlins. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Back with more after this on WMPO.
If you're considering selling, we're here to market your home or property and help you get it sold. I'm Barb Parker with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. We have a reputation of being persistent and professional. We stand behind that reputation and lead the way as a top agency in our market. When you're ready to sell, contact us and we'll get the job done. We can be reached at 482-1000 or stop by our downtown Houghton office. RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, online at KeweenawRealEstate.com.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has a great assortment of dog jackets, sweatshirts, beds, and boots that will help keep your pet warm and dry on the coldest of days. Don't forget the Pet Safe Ice Melter, available now at Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, here on town.
Welcome back to High School Basketball, our game of the week here on WMPO. We're the coach of the Bulldogs, Jay Casario, and Coach, I think we talked right before the opener, or maybe the second game you guys had Dollar Bay. Thought you guys played well in that game and kind of slowed them down a little bit and kind of executed some of the things you wanted to do. Yeah. But talk about where your team is now a little bit more mid-season.
Yeah, you're right. Dollar Bay, we did play a pretty good game. I was happy with those guys. And I was pleased with our defense that night and taking care of the ball for the most part. The next game, actually, we ended up playing Chassa and played really nicely there and held them to 20 points on the night and got a good win. And so we had kind of started getting some things going a little bit, figuring out how to get good possessions on the offensive end, how to match up on the defensive end and cover for each other. And the next game, Crew ended up breaking his ankle. Mm-hmm. And that hurt because going into the season, we only really had three guys that could handle the basketball. And then he broke his ankle out for the season, and now we only have two. And so we bring a kid, great kid, ball handling is not his, you know, his specialty. And so now we have two kids only that can really handle the ball. And so, not that Cruz was really great player, but then we lost a much needed ball handler.
Yeah.
And so from that point on, it's been hard, a lot of turnovers. And defensively, I will not go zone. I'm a big man-to-man guy. And it's been tough, but we've seen some improvements. It's kind of hard for the coaches to work with them every single day. But some other people that have been coming to the games regularly says that, you know, they've seen some improvements from our guys, so, which I'm pleased about. So,
well, as a longtime high school basketball, you know, parent and and broadcaster, I can say the same thing. You know, you guys played hard and do some things. How have you kept the guys bought in with such a short bench and knowing they're going to be up against it every night?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how to be honest with you. So we've had some managers, some help from the managers, four or five managers come in our practices to give us more of a five-on-five look. So that's been nice. Anytime you have some young managers who are starting to take it to you on the vert, you know, it kind of gets you going a little bit, right? Yeah, you better get your butt in gear. The kids have been great.
Yeah.
They've been showing up every single day. They're here 15 minutes, 20 minutes before practice. They stay 15 minutes after practice. I'm not having to do anything to motivate them. It's on them. Self-discipline has been great by them. So.
We got a Houghton team, one of the best in the area, yep. them in Dollar Bay, right? And, you know, they've only lost twice, but to Dollar Bay twice, right? Yep. So how do you slow them down? And obviously they've got some depth as well.
Yeah, really well coached. Coach Lawson, is it Lawson?
Yeah.
He does a really nice job. They play hard. He gets on these guys pretty good. And there's kind of business-like approach. And the Nolan kid's so good. He stretches their team out by shooting the three. You know, I watched some film from him last year, and he kind of looked like just a three-point shooter to me. And now he's taken to the rim. He's offensive rebound. He's a really good player. He's fun to watch. But the Hebrew kid, the point guard's tough kid, very confident, handles the ball, tough nose. And then they got a lot of size around those two kids. They press, and then they do a little 3-2 trapping. If we can't handle the press and if we can't handle the early traps, it'll be tough for us. But that's our game plan, is to recognize the trap coming early and try to bait the trap into you, get rid of the basketball, get the ball reversed to the other side, and get good shots out of that. So,
always good to have something to do on a snowy night, be in a gym. Looking forward to the game, Coach.
Appreciate it, Wes. Have a good night.
Jake Casario, the coach of the Bulldogs, back for this on WMPL.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Go Gibbet Community College. Go bold.
Looking for a place to connect and enjoy a delicious meal? Join us at the Copper Shores Meet and Eat Sites. Every week, seniors gather at welcoming spaces in Hancock, Mohawk, Chassel, and Lake Linden to share nutritious meals and great conversations. It's the perfect opportunity to meet new friends, stay active, and enjoy a healthy meal. This is a free opportunity for those over 60. Whether you're new to the area or a longtime resident, the Copper Shores Meet and Eat program is here for you. For information or to reserve a spot, call 483-1155. 483-1155.
It's your job to plan where to go. It's Fine Line Tire's job to help you get there safely. With quality tires for winter driving, brakes and alignment, and any other work you may need done. Fine Line Tire Hancock and Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. Yes, give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Welcome back to our coverage of high school basketball here on WMPL. The starting lineup's getting ready to be introduced here at the Hancock Gymnasium, and first for the visitors, the starters will be number one, Terry Nolan, a sophomore. Number five, Jack Cook, he's a senior. Number 11, Alex Hebert, is a junior. Number 15, Henry Lunenbos, is a senior. And number 50, Mason Mayo, a senior. On the other side, the Bulldogs. We only have six dress players tonight. The starting five, number zero, Isaac Wanala, a sophomore. Number one, Gage Chenoweth, is a sophomore. Number five, Riley Summers, is a sophomore. Number 13, Nate Thompson, is a freshman. And number 42, Mason Wheatman, is a senior. You heard from the head coaches and their pregame thoughts. A lot of respect between the two coaches, and be a fun matchup here between arch rivals. Just about set for opening tip here. Thanks to listening on this snowy night for our game of the week, high school basketball. It'll be Lance Hannanen, our lead official tonight. He will throw the toss. Hancock in their home white uniforms with red numbers and lettering, and the Gremlins in their black uniforms with gold numbers and white lettering. And it is Mayo controlling the tip for the Gremlins, and Hebert driving into the paint. Kick out three on the way. No good, back iron out of the hand of Cook. And now a three on the way, up and good for Nolan. Terry Nolan on the offensive board, and here comes a full court press for the Gremlins. Pass tipped, but into the hands of Wanhala. Now he's trapped in the backcourt, and we've got a foul call. We'll go against the Gremlins. That'll be on Lunabas, his first. Hankowick going right to left here in the opening half of play. Wanhala hands it off to Chenoweth. He'll draw a triple team. Finds his teammate on the weak side. And that was Summers, and Summers blew the layup there. Good open look, just didn't get it to go, and now the Gremlins come back the other way. Nolan pulling up, jumper no good, rebound. Tap, but controlled by Wanhala, the Bulldogs, and back they'll come. Isaac with the bounce, cross-court pass for Chenoweth. They get it across the timeline. We've got a foul call. And we'll go against number 11, Hebert, and that'll be his first, team second. 1 minute gone, first quarter of play. Wanhala for Thompson over again. Wanhala out in the corner. It's a 3-2 zone, it looks like, for the Gremlins. Pass tipped, but into the hands of Chenoweth. Chenoweth, double team comes, dribbles out of trouble, but he's up near midcourt, almost turned it over, and anyway, he does turn it over. And Cook comes up with the steal for Houghton. And now here's a dribble drive. Good move to the hoop. And getting fouled was Hebert. Foul will go against Wanhala, his first. So Hebert will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair here on a good aggressive move. Jump stop in the paint and went up strong with it. Right-handed free throw shooter. And the first one no good. Hit the side of the rim. 6:31 to go, first quarter. 3-0 is the Gremlin lead, trying to add to it here. Second one, no good. Same result. Side of the rim. Rebound tracked down by Thompson of the Bulldogs. Full court press again, though. Long pass up into the hands of Summers. Summers kick out. Now dribble drive. Nice job getting in the paint. Shot blocked by Chenoweth. And the rebound pulled down by Nolan, and he'll push the other way. Nolan pulled up at the three-point line, had his teammate Mayo right in his hip pocket there, couldn't get the shot off, and now they'll reset the offense. Left side it goes for Cook. Hebert, actually, to the free-throw line. His shot blocked. Cook fighting for the rebound, but it's going to be pulled out of there by Summers and the Bulldogs. Hancock looking for their first point still. Chenoweth dribbles down to the corner. Somehow gets across on the baseline. Skips it across. Kick out. Long three up on the way for Thompson. That's or Wanhala, excuse me. That's no good. Rebound out of the hands of Hebert. And now here comes Nolan up. Nolan, the sophomore, fires up a three. Got it again. Right now it's Terry Nolan 6 and the Bulldogs nothing. With 5:16 to go in our first quarter. Nice pass underneath. Summers got it. Puts up the short shot. Missed it again. Rebound pulled down on the weak side by Lunabas. And Hebert's got it. Looking to drive left baseline. Bounce pass for Mayo. And he'll lay it up and in. Good dish there by Hebert to Mayo for two. And Mayo with that size not going to be denied from that spot on the floor. Wanhala. Summers, top of the key, over it goes. Three ball on the way for Chenoweth. Misses everything. Rebound pulled down by Thompson. Tried to save it. Ends up throwing it out of bounds, and the possession will go to the Gremlins. 8-0 Houghton here. 4:36 showing in our first quarter clock. Here's Hebert. His shot is rejected by Wanhala right into the hands of Mayo. And now we've got an offensive foul as Mayo knocked over the Bulldog player Wheaton and took the charge there. Nice job holding his ground. That'll be the third foul called on the Gremlins. 4:22 and counting here in quarter number one. It's 8-0 Houghton, however. Here's a pass underneath. Wheaton's got it. And he passes out. Wanhala over for Chenoweth. Here comes the trap. He's in the corner now. Looking for somewhere to go, and they'll call timeout. 4:06 left to go in our first quarter. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. It is Gremlins 8, Bulldogs nothing in our game of the week here on WMPO.
Are you weighing decisions about your financial future? Not sure where to start? Our team of wealth management advisors at Superior National Bank are ready to guide you. Whether you're getting close to retirement or just getting started in your career, we are here to provide clarity to your financial picture. For over 130 years, you have trusted us to guide you in your financial decision-making. Our team has the knowledge and skill to assist you in growing your future. Superior National Bank, and always a superior experience.
It is ball out of bounds for Hancock. They trail 8-0 to Houghton on the Bulldogs' home floor. Inbound will go to Chenoweth. Chenoweth around a defender. Gremlins in a 3-2 zone, it appears. Ball is tipped into the backcourt. Chenoweth goes and picks it up there. Chenoweth still with the bounce. Now he picked it up near midcourt. And he's going to throw it away. The Gremlins very active on defense up near midcourt and causing the Bulldogs to start their offense way up near the timeline, and that's not a good recipe there. Here's Nolan. Thought about a quick three. Gives it up now for Hebert. He'll step into a three-pointer from the right side. And he's going to get some air ball chance, although that did graze the front of the rim on its way by. My lovely assistant says it was just the net. 3:25 left to go. It is still 8-0 Houghton. Chenoweth fakes the three on the right-hand wing with dribble in. Backdoor pass. Underneath it goes a new player on the floor, and that is Andrew Aho. He'll take a set shot from the left baseline and misfire there. And now Nolan will fire a three on the left wing. It's no good. Rebound. Nice attempt at a save there by Wanhala, and Nolan somehow ends up with the ball in his hands, and he'll take a deep three from the top of the key and bury that. He's got 9 early points on 3 threes, and a hand check call, and this is going to be the second against Lunabus. New player out there for the Gremlins, and it's number 32, but I don't have a 32 on my roster, of course. So, hope to get to that name here at some point as the Gremlins turn it over. Hebert handing it off for Nolan, fires another three, can't hit his fourth of the game. Offensive rebound by the unnamed player. And now Lunabus driving, left side, pull up jumper out of the hand of Cook. And another offensive rebound. Ball up for Hebert to Nolan. Back for Hebert. Hebert's going to drive in, and we've got a foul and the bucket for Hebert. He'll head back to the free throw line. Foul will go against Wheaton, and that'll be his first. So Wheaton picks up his first, and Hebert will go to the free throw line with 2 points in his pocket, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he missed the free throw short. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Gremlins, however. And we've got a turnover by the unnamed player, number 32. And a sub as Summers will check back in. 2 minutes to go in our first quarter, 13-0. Bulldogs still looking for their first points of the game. Wanhala's got it. Needs to get it across the timeline. And does. They trap him over there. He dribbles out of it. Try to go back door. And now the other way. And here's a shot rejected by Wanhala, but Hebert's there to clean up the rebound for 2 points. Bulldogs will take a timeout. Looks like a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 1:38 left to go in our first quarter. We'll be back with more high school basketball in our game of the week. Bulldogs trailing the Gremlins 15-0 here on WMPL.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
Foods and festival foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh Cara Cara Navel oranges, 3-pound bag, $2.99 with 10 points. Fresh blackberries, $1.99 with 10 points. Our family frozen veggies, 10 to 12 ounce, just 88 cents with 10 points. Fresh gold potatoes, 3-pound bag, 99 cents with 10 points. And our family roasted peanuts, 16 ounce jar, $1.99 with 10 points.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
On number 11, Hebert, that'll be his second foul. It is the fifth against the Gremlins. That'll send Shinawa to the free throw line, and he's got the Bulldogs on the board, their first point of the game at the free throw stripe. New player out there is Jimenez, Francisco Mara Jimenez. I'm assuming it's Jimenez, G-I-M-E-N-E-Z. Could be Jimenez. The unnamed player that we were talking about was Everett Madison. He's listed as 31 in the program, wearing number 32 tonight. Both free throws were good. It's 15-2 now. And we've got a dribble drive and a player hitting the floor hard. That was Wheaton. And thought he took the charge. He's going to get called for the block, however. And it's going to be baseline out of bounds. So second foul on Wheaton, and 1:19 left to go here in our first quarter. Here's Madison with a three ball on the right side. No good. Rebound underneath for number 21, Olenketo. Kale Olenketo. And now kick out. Another three on the way. Jimenez. That's no good. Another offensive rebound. Quadruple team. And he's fouled hard underneath there. And let's see who we got. That will go against Aho. That'll be his first. Fourth team foul, so no free throws here. Madison will throw the inbound. Up top for Olenketo. Now Nolan wanting a foul call there. Three ball on the way and good. Guess who? Terry Nolan, his fourth of the game. 18-2. 42 seconds to go here in our first quarter of play. Gremlins in control. And we've got a foul against Jimenez. That'll be his first. And free throws coming again for the Bulldogs, who don't have a field goal but can get two more points at the line here from Isaac Wanhala. As he steps to the line with 37 seconds left to go in our opening frame. First one, got it. That hit the inside of the rim, bounced up, and came right back through. It's a bounce you don't see very often. Usually if it hits the inside of the rim and the front and the back, it's coming back out the front. So Wanhala with the shooter's touch on the first, didn't need it on the second. As that one lands, and it's 4 points now for the Bulldogs. 18-4. Here's Nolan. Another pull-up three. Top of the key. Got it again. Nolan with 5 threes in the opening quarter. 21-4 our score. Chenow looking to get it up. And now it's stolen away. Madison tips it away. And he's going to go up and score it. Everett Madison with 2 points there. Down to 10 seconds. Chenow drawing a crowd. And they're going to turn him over again. Nolan. Lead pass up for Cook. Cook with 2 seconds left. Missed the layup. And that'll end our opening quarter of play. All Gremlins here so far. 23-4 over the Hancock Bulldogs. This is our game of the week on WMPL. Back after this.
Why shop at Kirkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkish has it. Kirkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
If you're selling real estate, you need to get in touch with us now. Hi, this is Ginger Strobe from RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, and we'd love to sell your listing. Now is the time. Selling prices are at all-time highs, and sales are happening quickly. RE/MAX Douglas continues to lead the way in our market. Call me, Ginger Strobe, or any of our full-time agents at RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate of Houghton. We're online at KeweenawRealEstate.com, or you can call us anytime at 906-482-1000.
Leading 23-4 over the Bulldogs after a quarter of play. It'll be Hancock with the opening possession of quarter number two. Story of the game so far, Terry Nolan for the Gremlins. 5 three-pointers, 15 points in the opening quarter. Wanhala up for Chenoweth. They'll back off and play man-to-man, and Bulldogs are going to turn it over as Chenoweth's pass for Wheaton and a little too strong through his hands. Gremlins have a couple starters on the bench with two fouls, but looks like they have some depth. Here's Jimenez, left wing it goes into the hands of Aiden Hiltz. First time we've called his name. I take it back. That was not Hiltz. That was Olenketo, and he's going to commit the charge, and that'll be his first. No, they're going to get Madison with the foul, his first. Mayo's checked back in along with a couple other players, and they turn it over again. Nice little hesitation and go to the hoop. That was Jimenez. 2 points for him. He's on the board. It's 25-4, and turnovers are mounting for the Bulldogs. They are having a hard time against this Bulldog pressure, and they're going to turn it over again. As Wanhala tried to go back door to Chenoweth, and he could not track it down. That ball seemed to just take off on him and head out of bounds. 25-4, our score, all Gremlins here. Nolan, deep two on the way. It's good, and he got fouled. No, they call a foul away from the ball, and it's going to go against the Gremlins. So counting the basket for Nolan, he's got 17 points already. The foul will go against Hebert, and that'll be his third. He stays out there. We still got 7 minutes before halftime. The score is 28-4. I think they gave him three, even though it should have only been a two. So the scoreboard currently showing 28, but I think it should be 27 anyway. Bulldogs with the basketball. Wanhala trying to go back door to Stolen again. Hebert feeding it up for Jimenez, and he'll lay it up and in. Make it 30 on the board right now, 30-4. Thompson throwing it up for Chenoweth. Chenoweth stops and pops, and it feels like for the Bulldogs, anytime they get an open look, they have to take it. They just haven't had very many field goal opportunities in this game. Shot was no good. Rebound by Mayo. And now a deep shot coming from Nolan. He missed this one. And Wheaton, a nice box out for the rebound there. 30-4 our score is Chenoweth has the basketball. Throws it up for Wanhala, and he's going to have it stolen again. Jimenez coming back the other way. And he's going to lob it up to nobody, but Hebert able to track it down. Nolan will fire a three. It's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Summers of the Bulldogs. Wanhala back for Chenoweth. 5:34 to go before halftime. 30-4 currently the score, although we think it might be 29-4. And there's another turnover. Bad pass. Hebert's got the steal. Lays it up and in. He's got 6 points in the early going. Bulldogs still do not have a field goal in this game. All 4 points off of free throws. They trail 32-4. Janowith between the double team. And he's fouled on a shot. And that was Lunabas, and that's going to be his third foul. Two free throws coming for Janowith. 2 for 2 at the line so far. Subs waiting to check in. We have a number 35 getting ready to check in. I don't have him in the program either. Free throw was no good from Schnauweth. He'll get another crack. And second one, no good as well, as Nolan pulls down the rebound. And a foul called against the Bulldogs, trying to strip it away from him. That'll go against number 5, Summers, his first. And now here's Hebert driving in, kicking out. Jimenez, 3-ball up and good. .443 to go in our first half. We've got a foul called against 35. It'll be his first. All right, so Arthur from Brazil is number 35. He's picked up his first foul. Janowith has the basketball. It is 34-4 in favor of the Gremlins. 4:22 to go in our second quarter. Summers trying to feed the post. Tipped away. Nolan had the tip for the steal, and now he's got it on the break. Hands it back for Hebert. Hebert to the free throw line. Swinging around. Arthur with the three. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Thompson. Arthur Dantes is the name of the aforementioned player, and I think Arthur is going to pick up his second foul here. He did. Thanks to our friends and family of the Houghton Gremlins helping us out with the roster. I'm not sure why we have so many discrepancies tonight. And it is the fifth team foul, so free throws again for the Bulldogs, and Janowith has now missed 3 in a row. Juan Hello will check in. Wheaton will get a breather. 3:46 to go before halftime. 34-4 is our score. They have not changed the score on the board, so I guess we're leaving it where it is. So perhaps by their count. Here's a steal. Here's Janowith with the steal. And he had a little pump fake and got fouled from behind. I believe Dante has picked up his third foul already. It's the third player with 3 fouls. Another player off the floor. That's Max Massaway. Assuming the number is right. I do have a number 4 in my program. As Janowith rattles out the first free throw here. Again, the Bulldogs do not have a field goal in this ball game. All free throws, all 5 of their points. Second one on the way is good. So Chanel with 4 of 8 at the free throw stripe. Here's Nolan, another 3-ball up and good. If they're counting the other one as a 3, that is his 7th. I thought the 1 was for sure a 2. Both feet were inside the line. But I think they've given him credit for 3. I'll have to do my math at halftime here. Bulldogs break the press and turn it over, however. Janowith couldn't hold on to it and drops it out of bounds. 37-6 our score. It has been all Gremlins, and the pressure defense by Houghton has just not been handled by the Bulldogs here. Here's Massaway in the post, turns, fires, got it blocked. Good block there by Thompson of the Bulldogs, and he pulls down the rebound. Chenawa. Double team comes, tries to dribble out of trouble, still has the bounce. To the left elbow, shot on the way, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, no good. Got it again, Aho, and he missed it again, and Mayo comes down with the board. Back the other way. A couple golden opportunities to get their first field goal for the Bulldogs. Couldn't do it. And now Hebert into a crowd, and he's going to little floater up and in. 2:22 to go in our second quarter. 39-6 our score. Still in the backcourt. Still full court pressing are the Gremlins. Up 33 here. Here's Summers into the paint. Off the backboard. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Nolan. Long lead pass up Hebert. And he'll lay it up and in. Got behind the defense. To 41-6 is our score. Pass tipped into the hands of Thompson. Out for Summers. Now out to Wanhala. Man-to-man defense. Now they're going to kind of try to trap. Chenawis got it. Two defenders there. Somebody's open. He's underneath the basket. And Chenawis looking for somewhere to go. Finally gets it away to Wanhala up near in the corner. And that pass tipped away. Hebert got two hands on that. Four new players coming in for Houghton. Cook will come back in along with Olin Keto. We'll see Aiden Hiltz out there for the first time along with Levi Madison. I already saw the brother, presumably Everett, in this ballgame. 1:11 to go before halftime. 41-6 is our score. Bulldogs with the basketball looking for their first field goal still here on their home floor. Chenow with head fake driving into the lane. Scoops a shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Olin Keto. And now Cook with it. Stops and pops for three. No good. Rebound comes down. That was Olin Keto. Out for Massaway. Passing it underneath. Ball stolen away as Chenoweth's got it. And we've got a jump ball. Possession will stay with the Gremlins on their baseline with 33 seconds to go here in our second quarter. 41-6 our score. Gremlins in command here at Hancock. Here's Cook, and he gives it up, tries to get it back on a give and go, and nicely defended. Wanhala getting a hand in that passing lane. And the inbound pass in the hand of Massaway, no good. Thompson clears a nice aggressive rebound there. Wanhala underneath for Summers and couldn't hang on to the basketball. Another turnover. And unfortunately, their turnover number's got to be up in the 20 range in this opening half alone. Under 10 seconds, Cook's going to fire a three. It's up and good for the Gremlins, his first bucket of the game. Down to 3 seconds left, and Chenoweth will chuck a three-quarter court shot. That hit the iron. Wouldn't that have been ironic if their first field goal came on a three-quarter court heave? It almost did, but it did not, and we go into the halftime locker room with a 44-6 score, all Gremlins here in this rivalry matchup. The Bulldogs went the entire first half without scoring a field goal basket. And that's just how good that the Gremlins defense was. We know that the Bulldogs are a little undermanned in terms of ball handling. And the Gremlins took advantage of that in that opening half. We'll come back with our first half scoring right after this on WMPL.
Stop at Fine Line Tire before you hit the road this winter. Quality tires, properly working brakes, an accurate alignment, and any other work that you may need are the keys to getting you there safely. See Fine Line Tire in Hancock or Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you, the guest.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply carries the largest variety of pet foods and supplies in the area. Over 30 different dog and cat foods to choose from, including Origin, Nutrisource, Diamond, and ProPlan. Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here in town.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Gogebic Community College. Go bold.
Welcome back. Our halftime score here from Hancock. It is Houghton 44, Hancock 6. And our first half numbers look like this. First of all, Terry Nolan, 20 points in the opening half of play. 6 3-pointers and a long two. And my math checks out, so I apologize for saying that they had the scoreboard wrong. They evidently had it right, and I just didn't do my math right. Because everything adds up here on my end for the 44-point total, but 20 of them coming from Terry Nolan. 10 points coming from Alex Hebert, all inside the arc. 7 points for Francesco Jimenez. 3 points for Jack Cook, 2 for Everett Madison, and 2 for Mason Mayo for their first half total of 44. On the other side, not a lot of scoring to speak of. Only 6 points, all from the free throw line. Gage Chenoweth, 4 of 8 at the stripe. Isaac Wanhala, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. And that's it. 6 points for the Bulldogs, who have to figure out how to get the basketball away from that double team and find the open guy. And they've had a few open looks that just haven't knocked them down. And credit the Gremlins for being able to recover defensively, leaving a guy open and still getting back to effect some shots. And like we said, it's going to be tough for Hancock to compete against anyone. They've got certainly some tools and some pieces that they can build on for the future, but with only 6 healthy players, it's going to be tough for them to compete against a very deep and athletic team like Houghton, and we're seeing the fruits of that here tonight. 44-6, our halftime score. We're going to step aside. We'll do Pepsi Trivia, your chance to win a free case of Pepsi product, courtesy of our friends at Pepsi Bottling, when we return to our game of the week, Houghton 44, Hancock 6, halftime on WMPL.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. Yeah, so give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Welcome back here on WMPL. Time now for Pepsi Trivia. Here's how it works. I give you a question. You give the answer by calling in and dialing this number, 906-482-1330, 906-482-1330. 1330, and if you are the first correct caller, you will win a prize. That prize is a free case of Pepsi, and that's due to our friends from Pepsi Bottling over in Houghton. And our question today, we talked about it in our pregame show, the Gremlins are 9-2 on the season, and those 2 losses are to the same team what team has handed Houghton both of its losses on the season? And calling your answers now, 906-482-1330. We've got halftime here. We've got second half action coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll send it back to our station for a brief ad break. We'll come back with second half play as the Gremlins lead the Bulldogs 44-6 here on our Game of the Week on WMPL.
Are you ready to unlock the door to your new home? At Range Bank, our local lenders streamline the mortgage process just for you. Realize the possibility of home ownership with low down payment options, credit flexibility, and more qualifying choices. Whether it's your first home or your next investment, apply online today. Visit rangebank.com or give me, Joe Sane, a call at 906-226-1020. Range Bank, making home financing easy and accessible for everyone. Range Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh Caracara Navel Oranges, 3-pound bag, $2.99 with 10 points. Fresh Blackberries, $1.99 with 10 points. Our Family Frozen Veggies, 10 to 12 ounce, just 88 cents with 10 points. Fresh Gold Potatoes, 3-pound bag, 99 cents with 10 points. And Our Family Roasted Peanuts, 16 ounce jar, $1.99 with 10 points.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
Why shop at Kirkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkish has it. Kirkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
The Gremlins of Houghton leading in our boys' basketball game of the week. 44-6 here at Hancock. All Gremlins in the opening half of play. And 20 points coming from the hand of Terry Nolan. 10 more from Alex Hebert. The Bulldogs held without a field goal in that opening half. Hit 6 out of 10 free throws. And that was the reason they were able to get on the board. A lot of foul trouble and a very aggressive defense. And well officiated first half of play is the Gremlins were certainly being the aggressors, and they got called for several bumps in there trying to double team, and but the defense certainly hindered the Hancock offense. We'll see what they've got coming out here in half number two. We'll step away 30 more seconds. We'll be back with the second half right after this on WMPL.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
Congratulations goes out to Caitlin Wessa from Atlantic Mine, and she is our Pepsi Trivia winner. Caitlin knew that it was Dollar Bay that has given Houghton both of its losses this year. Congratulations, Caitlin. Come on over to our studio at Hancock anytime during business hours. Pick up your prize, that Pepsi from Pepsi Bottling. Thanks to all of you who played our Pepsi Trivia today. We'll do it all season long and during halftime of our games of the week here on Wimple. It is time for second half action. It'll be Hancock basketball coming out of the break. Chenoweth will be the trigger man. Throws it in for Wheatonen, and they go over and back to start the second half. Wheatonen was in the front court, handed it back to Chenoweth, who was still in the back court. And so another turnover for the Bulldogs to start things off. Here's Hebert around the defender all the way to the hoop, and he'll lay it in easily. And Coach Casario does not like the start his team had there, and he'll take a timeout. We'll keep it here and tell you that the Gremlins will be next in action. They'll be heading to Calumet on Thursday. That's the 22nd, I believe. They'll be heading to Calumet for their next game. Next game for the Bulldogs will come tomorrow night right here. They've got West Iron County. So they've got a quick turnaround before another Westpac opponent comes in the Wycons from West Iron County. And so both these teams, more action yet this week. Tech basketball will be at home this weekend. Thursday, they'll host Wayne State at the SDC gym, 5:30, 7:30 tip-off. Josh Yelitello will have the call on our sister station, Mix 93. And then they'll be back at home again on Saturday against Purdue Northwest, noon and 2 tip-offs there. Tech hockey home and home this weekend, I believe, with the Northern Michigan Wildcats. And we're back to action here. Is that home game Friday or Saturday? I think it's the Saturday is the home game for the hockey team. Dirk Hameroff will have the call of both those games, but the Saturday game will be the one at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena. 7.5 minutes to go. It is 46-6. I believe we're in running clock time. As here's Wheaton and underneath, wide open layup, and he missed it. Chance to get the Bulldogs their first bucket of the game, and they couldn't do it. Good offensive possession, though, by the Bulldogs. Here's Mayo. Handoff. Cook, deep three, missed. And the rebound pulled down by Wanhala. Gremlins have pulled off the full court press. Just playing some man-to-man now. And here's Shanawith behind the back. Three-pointer on the way from the right wing, and it's good. And finally, the Bulldogs get their first field goal. It's 46-9. Here's Nolan with it to the free throw line. Jumper up, jumper good. Wasn't bad defense. He had a guy right in his face, still knocked it down. 48-9 our score is Chenoweth. Dribbled off his own foot, and he's going to go out of bounds. He's had to do a lot of the work handling the basketball, as the Bulldogs just don't have a lot of ball handling skill in the six available players that they have. Here's Lunabas to Nolan. Thought about a three from the top. Hands it off for Hebert. Hebert, nice dish for Mayo. Lay it up and in. That's 50-9 our score. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Gremlins in control here in Hancock. Here comes a double team. It's now tries to dribble away from it and will do so. And now into the paint. Summers puts it up, and he'll score his first points of the game. And now Nolan the other way. Three ball, no good. Rebound pulled down by Thompson of the Bulldogs. Chenoweth with the bounce. Still has the bounce. Here comes the double team. Tipped away. Cook's got the steal all the way up and lays it up. Missed it. Too strong. Rebound blocked by Wanhala as the shot by Lunabas was swatted away. And now a three-pointer. And they don't score. They had a 2-on-0 and did not score. Hancock hustling back on defense. And back into the front court for the Bulldogs. 4:55. Here's Wanhala. And he threw it away trying to find Chenoweth on a back door and threw it just a little too strong. It will go out of bounds. 4:40 to go in our third quarter. 50-11. Here's Hebert. Aggressive dribble drive. And he'll score it. Everybody thought there should have been a foul there. And now here's a nice lob pass up. Summers missed the layup. Good look there from Wanhala. And now Nolan driving in, kicking out. Hebert, high arcing three. It's no good. Wheatonen with a rebound for the Dogs. 4:08 to go in our third quarter. 52-11 is our score. Summers with it to the free throw line. Pass tipped into the hands of Wanhala. Looking to drive. Triple team comes. Kick out. Summers is open. He'll fire a three. And drew the backboard. Good effort by Thompson. And he'll put it back up and score it. And a foul. Mayo will pick up his second foul. Thompson with a chance at a three-point play. And we'll see Everett Madison check back in, along with Jimenez and Olenketo. Clock rolling here and running clock time. The margin was 40, so that triggers the running clock, and I don't think it stops until the margin gets down under 30, if it does. Here's a three-pointer on the way, no good from Cook. Rebound off of the foot of Olenketo. 52-13, our score. Thompson did not hit that free throw, in case I didn't say that. Janowith tipped out of his hands in the backcourt. And we've got a reach-in foul, as did a nice job to avoid the defender there. And that'll be the second on Jimenez. Inbound goes to Wanhala. Double team comes. Underneath it goes for Wheaton and didn't even look at the basket. He was wide open. And now with a defender on him, he's going to turn and fire. Misses short. Cook pulls down the board. 2:08 to go in our third quarter. 52-13 our score. Nolan around a screen will fire a three from the right wing. Got it again. His seventh triple of the contest. We still got 2 minutes to go in the third. Schnauweth with the bounce for Wanhala. Trying to post up Thompson underneath. Schnauweth driving in, scoops up a shot left-handed, no good. Thompson with a rebound, kicks it out. Wanhala, three ball up and good. 55-16 our score. And now here's Madison with the three in the left corner for the Gremlins. Thompson pulls down the rebound, and he fights off defenders there. Gives it up to his teammate, Chenoweth. Wanhala thinks he's a three-point shooter now, and he fires one up as soon as he touches it, and he missed it just short. Rebound pulled down by the Gremlins. Maybe a little premature for the heat check there after you hit one. Here's a dribble drive. Jimenez pulls up, jumper from the left wing, no good. Rebound for Wanhala. Wanhala trying to feed Wheatonen underneath, tipped away. Back to the way, here comes Nolan. Nolan lays it up and in. And timeout will be taken by the Gremlins. We'll take it with them, a 30-second timeout. 34 seconds left to go in our third quarter of play, 57-16. Gremlins leading the Bulldogs in our game of the week here on WMPL.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
Four seconds left to go in our third quarter of play. It is Hancock basketball. They trail 57-16 to the Houghton Gremlins. New players out there for Houghton. Levi Madison in there with Everett Madison. along with Massaway. Janaweth with it. Back for Wanhala. Isaac to the right elbow. Kick over. Janaweth, three-pointer up. And missed it too strong. It goes out of bounds. Possession will go to the Gremlins. And half-court shot at the buzzer. And had the distance just a little off to the right from Jimenez. And that's how our third quarter will end. Gremlins lead 57-16. Be back with the fourth quarter after this on our Game of the Week on WNPL.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
If you're considering selling, we're here to market your home or property and help you get it sold. I'm Barb Parker with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. We have a reputation of being persistent and professional. We stand behind that reputation and lead the way as a top agency in our market. When you're ready to sell, contact us and we'll get the job done. We can be reached at 482-1000 or stop by our downtown Houghton office. RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, online at KeweenawRealEstate.com.
From Hancock Gymnasium, the Gremlins lead it 57-16. The Gremlins outscored the Bulldogs only 13-10 in that third quarter after leading 44-6 at halftime. Olin Keto has it for the Gremlins. Now for Levi Madison to Everett Madison for the lay-in. So the Madison connection there for 2 points, 59-16. Wheaton's got it for the Bulldogs, throwing it underneath, stolen away by Olin Keto. Gives it off, now Jimenez across midcourt. Stops, two-pointer on the way, it's no good. Rebound for Thompson, he's done a great job on the glass for the Bulldogs. Janaweth with the bounce. He's had to do a lot of work handling the ball. Here comes another double team at him. They throw it weak side to the far side. Back for Janaweth. Fakes the three. Driving in. Lays it up and in. And a foul. He is knocked sideways. So Janaweth will get the hoop and the harm here. And that's Everett Madison picking up his second foul. Janaweth will get an opportunity to complete the three-point play as Coach Lawson pleading his case. That was the same call that they didn't call on the other end. I have to agree with him there. Everybody on the floor stopped thinking it was going to be a foul call, and no whistles came. Free throw is no good by Janaweth. Rebound tracked down by the Gremlins, and that was Aiden Hiltz. Now Levi Madison with a three-pointer. Thompson with another rebound for the Bulldogs. 59-18, our score. Under 6 minutes to play. Wanhala around a double team. Ooh, a lot of contact. Loose bodies on the floor. Ball picked up there by Crawling, Channing Crawling. First time we've called his name today. For Hiltz. And now here's Dantes with a drive. And he's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul will go against Wanhala. That'll be his second. So Arthur Dante is looking for his first point of the ball game. As the clock continues to run, we're in running time here. 59-18, our score. Gremlins on top. Free throw up, no good. Sub back in is Summers coming in, and he'll give Wheaton and a breather. Dante's second free throw, side of the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Aho of the Bulldogs. comes Wanhala into the front court. Over near side for Summers. Summers. Ball stolen him right back by Wanhala. Wanhala drives in. He's blocked from behind. And it is Dante is coming up with the rebound. And now he's fouled. No call as he lost the ball at midcourt. And balling back into the hands of the Bulldogs. Janawath. Little head fake driving to his right. Still has the bounce to the left elbow. Feeding the post for Thompson. And he'll get underneath and score. Nate Thompson, a freshman, good young player for the Bulldogs. He's been one of the few bright spots tonight for the home team, who trail 59-20. Dantes looking to drive, ran into a teammate there, and lost the ball into the hands of Summers. And back come the Bulldogs, 3:43 to play. 59-20 our score. Juan Hello with the basketball. Beating the post again. Here's Thompson going to work. And he's going to put it up. No good, but we got a foul. And Massaway is going to get tabbed with his first. So Thompson back to the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 there so far today. As the clock continues to wind, 3:12 to go and counting here in our fourth quarter. Free throw up and good from Thompson. He's got 5 points. Second one is short, and rebound pulled down by Hiltz. And now Madison to the top of the key, fires a quick three, rebound loose on the floor. We've got a jump ball. Arrow will point the Bulldogs' way. Wheaton's going to check back in. Aho will come out for the Bulldogs. 2.5 minutes to play. 59-21 our score. And there's Shanawith. Stops at the top of the key. Fires a three and he'll get it to go. 59-24 now our score. And now Hiltz with fire a three. Side of the rim. Rebound. Levi Madison saved it in. And now they throw it in for Hiltz. Hiltz will fire tough angle shot from the right baseline. And I'm not sure how that went in. I think it was off the hand of Levi Madison on a weird play. I think they were just going for the ball, and it just happened to flip up into the rim. So 2 points there. I'm going to give it to Levi Madison. I think he was the closest player for the Gremlins. 61-20, and now a 3 seconds will be called against the Bulldogs as Thompson got in the paint and lost his footing and couldn't get rid of it in time for committing the violation. 1:15 and counting. 61-24 our score. Dantes driving in, reverse layup, got it. Makes the Gremlins fans happy. We got 1 minute to play here. 63-24 our score. Gremlins on top. Bulldogs throw it left wing for Wanhala. Wanhala driving in, draws a crowd, hits the shot, and a foul. Massaway will pick up his second. So Isaac Wanhala will go to the free throw line, try to complete the 3-point play. And he does it. Makes the score 63-27. Ball tapped out of the hand of Levi Madison. Now Dantes. And he's going to drive hard to the hoop again. And he'll score again. Just put his head down and wasn't going to be denied there. 65-27. Janawath. Slicing through defenders, puts up the shot, got it again. Bulldogs couldn't buy a bucket in the first half of play. Literally, they had 0 field goals. And they've made some tough ones here in this fourth quarter. And Dante is driving hard to the rack again with 6 seconds left. And he gets fouled. They'll go to the free throw line. Clock will stop with free throws in the final 2 minutes of the running clock situation. Foul was on Thompson. Dantes missed two free throws earlier, and he misfires on the first here. Bulldogs are going to fall to 1-10 on the season. The Gremlins are going to improve to 10-2. Down to 5 seconds left. Juan Hala shot at the buzzer. Might have gotten blocked, and that'll do it. 66-29, our final score here from the Hancock Gymnasium. The Gremlins beat the Bulldogs in our game of the week on WMPL. We'll be back. We'll wrap things up right after this.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has a great assortment of dog jackets, sweatshirts, beds, and boots that will help keep your pet warm and dry on the coldest of days. Don't forget the Pet Safe Ice Melter, available now at Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here on town.
It's your job to plan where to go. It's Fine Line Tire's job to help you get there safely with quality tires for winter driving, brakes and alignment, and any other work you may need done. Fine Line Tire Hancock and Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life, pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Gogebic Community College. Go bold.
Looking for a place to connect and enjoy a delicious meal? Join us at the Copper Shores Meet and Eat Sites. Every week, seniors gather at welcoming spaces in Hancock, Mohawk, Chaslyn, and Lake Linden to share nutritious meals and great conversations. It's the perfect opportunity to meet new friends, stay active, and enjoy a healthy meal. This is a free opportunity for those over 60. Whether you're new to the area or a longtime resident, the Copper Shores Meet and Eat program is here for you. For information or to reserve a spot, call 483-1155. 483-1155.
One final time as we wrap things up here from the Hancock Gymnasium. The Gremlins defeat the Bulldogs tonight, 66-29, and it was 23-4 after one quarter of play, 44-6 at halftime, 57-16 after three quarters of play, 66-29. The Bulldogs outscoring the Gremlins 13-9 in that last quarter of play. But the game was well decided by then. Final scoring, Terry Nolan, 27 points on the night. He hit 7 three-pointers in the ballgame. 12 points from Alex Hebert. 5 points for Arthur Dantes. 4 points each for Mason Mayo and Everett Madison. 3 points for Jack Cook and 2 points for Levi Madison. Did I say 7 points for Francisco Jimenez as well? I saw that 7 tucked in there, so... Jimenez had 7. He was the third leading scorer for the Gremlins tonight. For the Bulldogs, 14 points for Gage Shenawith, 8 points for Isaac Wanhala, 5 for Nate Thompson, and 2 for Riley Summers for their total of 29. Gremlins 10-2 on the year. Bulldogs 1-10 on the year. The Gremlins will be back in action at Calumet on Thursday. The Bulldogs right back home tomorrow night against West Iron County. That's going to wrap things up for our game of the week. Thanks to Naomi Fromm back in our studios for getting us on the air tonight. And thanks to all of you for listening. Again, our final score, Gremlins 66, Bulldogs 29 in our game of the week in boys basketball here on WMPL. I'm Wes Fromm saying good night, everybody.
This has been MHSAA High School Basketball on WMPL Radio. Brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Kirkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax, Douglas Real Estate, and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store, and University Images, Range Bank, Gogebic Community College, Pasty Central. High School Basketball on WMPL Radio is a civic media presentation made possible by the MHSAA.